Equal 98.1, the rock station, live and local. That is what we do, and using 100,000 watt radio station to get all the information out we can and doing the best we can to help with information. I know a lot of people dealing with damage, going to have to be going through repairs and dealing with all that coming up. And one thing we do want to make sure you are aware of is make sure whoever you are using and trusting is licensed and insured. We've got Brad Hassert with the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors on the line. Thank you for taking the time to talk to us.
I'm glad to talk to y'all today. Hope we can help.
Yeah, absolutely. So kind of just give me the rundown. Like, let's say I've got some roof damage and I don't exactly know the process. How do you follow up? You see all these storm chasers coming in town, social media, companies you've never heard of before. What's the process?
Well, in Louisiana, anybody who does any residential work over $7,500 in value, to include material and labor, is required to be licensed of some sort to the contractor's board. We obviously would like everybody to use a licensed contractor, and there's some reasons why. The reasons why are that we can tell you who definitively they are. The storm chasers come in and they can tell you their name is whatever, and we don't really know who they are. Sometimes those guys take your money and they disappear. Sometimes the work is terrible, it's low quality,
right.
It's unfinished, you're overcharged. So, one of the benefits of using a licensed contractor is you have a better chance of getting a quality product. Those guys have some type of competency because the board's given them some type of testing to do that type of work. And, you know, we can track them down and handle it and help law enforcement with the problems if it goes bad. All this is not worth anything as long as your project's good. But the problem that everybody runs into is this is a very tough emotional time.
Sure.
Everybody's in a hurry to get their house together, put their family back together. You know, sometimes the guy that knocks on your door and gives you the high-pressure sales technique there that I can only get to this today,
yep,
if you don't give me money today, that's not really a good sign. Not really a good sign at all.
No, absolutely. And so how would someone find out if they're licensed, insured? I mean, what's the protocol with that?
It's real easy to find out if anybody holds a Louisiana contractor's license. You can visit the board's website at lacontractor.org. We have a phone app for Apple and Android. Again, it's lacontractor.org. It's up-to-the-minute accurate as to who holds the license and who does not.
Okay.
And that will, you know, that's the best way. And, of course, you can call the office, but I think we're all struggling through the same thing. I don't know if the phones are going to work there or not.
So, kind of putting you on the spot here, but fair question. A lot of people, myself included, no power, no internet. Like you just said, phone calls are down, phone service. How could people check? Any other options just in general?
Well, I mean, it's always good to ask. The problem that I always am concerned with is there's so many people who make fraudulent license certificates, and you know, without verifying that, you just don't know if they're good or they're not good. The one thing that I'd like to tell folks, important as it's into them, and as quickly as they want to get this done, sometimes the best thing to do is just to slow down, slow down a little bit, and let's do some due diligence.
That makes sense.
You know, your house being your most valuable investment for most of us. You didn't buy it in 15 minutes.
Right.
You know, it took a while to work through that process. So if you got to take another day and figure it out, let's just get somebody you're comfortable with. You know, if I could just throw a few little tips out there maybe to help some folks, is let's stop paying cash.
Mm-hmm.
Let's certainly get contracts. Let's get receipts for everything. The thing that comes up sometimes with the storm-chasing crowd or the fraudulent guys, we don't really know who they are, and you don't really know who they are. They can, like I said earlier, they can tell you any name that they want. I think a reputable licensed contractor wouldn't have a problem at all sharing with you a state-issued ID with his real name and address on it. We encourage everybody to take pictures of license plates of those who are doing the work or those who've contracted the work. And the only thing there, that's to help us catch up on the back end when things don't go the way they're supposed to go.
That's very, very useful information, myself included, because this is all new to me, too, owning my place by myself. So I completely appreciate that personally. This is Brad from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. I'll wrap it up with this. Let's say someone were to accidentally, you know, vulnerably use someone who is not licensed. What's the protocol process after the fact?
After the fact, you can make a complaint to the board. And that probably would end up being a criminal offense as well. And we can work with you and your law enforcement officials to see if we can get that worked out.
Perfect. Well, I hope you are well, and thank you for taking the time. I might follow up with you in the next couple days and just touch base again, because you were great, and thank you for the information.
Always happy to help. I hope everybody stays safe.